March 1st, 2003. That's when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the architect of the 9/11 attacks, was arrested in Pakistan. It marked the end of a massive international manhunt. It also marked the beginning of a heated debate over how to prosecute terror suspects within the U.S. justice system. Here's former White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs speaking on CNN's State of the Union with John King in 2009.
Let me tell you what plan A is for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is going to meet justice, and he's going to meet his maker.
In a federal courtroom or in a military commission?
He will be brought to justice, and he is likely to be executed for the heinous crimes that he committed in killing and masterminding the killing of 3,000 Americans.
In fact, Attorney General Eric Holder originally intended to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, known as KSM, in a federal courthouse near Ground Zero in Manhattan. Of course, that drew protests from New Yorkers, and it changed the plans of the Justice Department. KSM now awaits trial before a military commission at Guantanamo Bay. Joining us, Josh Meyer, former chief terrorism correspondent for the LA Times. He's co-author with Terry McDermott of a new book called The Hunt for KSM, Inside the Pursuit and Takedown of the Real 9/11 Mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You know, what's surprising to me, first of all, the book really reads like a spy thriller, and partly because you can't believe some of the missteps, the mistakes that occur. And part of that is because of the way that the CIA and the FBI interact with one another. Can you explain the difference in philosophies that caused so many problems?
Well, that's a very good point. And I do like the fact that you said used it in the current present tense, the way they interact with each other, because I think a lot of the problems remain to this day and haven't been fixed. Essentially, as we said in the book, the FBI is a backward-looking agency that's trying to collect evidence and solve crimes that occurred in the past. The CIA is a intelligence-gathering agency that's trying to look forward and stop future attacks. After 9/11, the FBI did try to retool itself and become an intelligence agency, but fundamentally they're quite different agencies. I mean, some of them describe each other as cats and dogs.
There's a lot of incredible technology that you kind of give us a window into in your book, like the magic box that sends out. Can you explain how the magic box works?
Well, that's actually a classified technique. It was only declassified very recently, so luckily we were able to get it into the book. We were very careful about not revealing sources and methods that the CIA or other agencies use if they're not allowed to be revealed. But the magic box essentially is a way the government can find out where somebody is based on triangulating their cell phone calls. So there was a lot of driving around Pakistan trying to find Abu Zubaydah in this case to try to take him down and hopefully have him lead to KSM.
Literally kind of driving around, people on shifts driving around the city just trying to pick up a ping, right?
Something like that, yes.
We're speaking with Josh Meyer, who's former chief terrorism correspondent for the LA Times. His new book that he co-authored with Terry McDermott is The Hunt for KSM. And another thing that I had not known of was the number of near misses prior to 9/11 when they almost captured KSM. Can you give us an example of one of those?
Well, the biggest one was in Qatar, or Qatar, depending on how you pronounce it, in 1996. But there were some other ones, too. He was getting ready for his first big planned terrorism attack, which was called Bojinka, or Big Noise, which was a plot with Ramzi Youssef to take out 12 airliners packed with people as they flew over the Atlantic in 1995. And in that case, he was stopped in Seoul with, I think it was 14 vials full of very high, high-powered explosives. And they stopped him. They actually kept him in custody for about 10 hours. And they didn't search him, and they didn't find that. They didn't find plans for the attacks as well. So there were other ones, too. But, this was an amazing story. It's something that I've been covering since 2002. And everything I've covered in the war on terrorism, the one thing that stuck with me the whole time was how in the world could Khalid Sheikh Mohammed be on the run for that long while people were chasing him?
Well, one of the things that seems to be clear in your book is that part of it was our obsession with Osama bin Laden. Did we get distracted?
Yes, I think that's the short answer. I mean, to me, one of the biggest ironies, which we mentioned in the book, is that I was at John O'Neill's funeral in 2001. John O'Neill obviously was the much praised head of FBI counterterrorism who was chasing bin Laden. And so the irony at his funeral was that the man who was chasing bin Laden died in the World Trade Center attacks. But the other irony to me, the bigger one, which never came out until our book, is that O'Neill was so fixated on Osama bin Laden that he sort of put other investigations sort of, you know, secondary. And one of them was into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed because they didn't connect him to 9/11 or to Al-Qaeda.
Josh Meyer is former chief terrorism correspondent for the LA Times. A new book is called The Hunt for KSN, Inside the Pursuit and Takedown of the Real 9/11 Mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I want you to take a listen to Jon Stewart here of The Daily Show. This is from 2003, and he was reacting to that now infamous CIA photo of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed after he'd been arrested.
Ladies and gentlemen, behold the face of terror. That is him, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. It's nice to know that the face of terror is apparently the super of my building.
How did this photo come about? Because it sounds like it's manufactured.
Well, again, everything about KSM is so classified that it's hard to discuss it, certainly write a book about it. But I do know, and even George Tenet writes about this in his book, the former CIA director, that once they caught KSM, some of the photos that were floating around the internet, widely circulating around the internet, were showing him in sort of very defiant or religious poses. There's even a photo was taken the night of his capture in which he looks very sort of imperious and defiant. And one of the top CIA officials said that's not acceptable, and they wanted to get a photo out there that looked less flattering, I should say. And so
they took
this photo. And, you know, when you're writing a nonfiction book like we were, it would be great if there was a big shootout, you know, and a raid, and KSM was captured, you know, after a sprint or something like that. But, you know, when all is said and done, even though it was the most dramatic manhunt probably in history, he was caught in his sleep, probably heavily drugged, and there wasn't a fight. So he looks quite groggy in that photo, because he probably was.
And, I mean, the book reads like a spy thriller. You can't believe the twists and turns of the hunt for this man. But let's move forward to when we've captured him. And they're beginning to interrogate him, something that went to the CIA. And, of course, this became an issue for a debate in the United States.
The facts we have are overwhelming. We're absolutely confident he will be convicted.
I think it is a big mistake to criminalize the war, to take someone you've held as an enemy combatant for 6 or 7 years, then put him in civilian court.
When we tried Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, in the civilian courts, nobody said anything. In fact, Rudy Giuliani said he was in awe of the American justice system. Mr. Cheney said this was the way to do it.
There you've got Vice President Joe Biden, and then after that you've got Senator Lindsey Graham, and then David Axelrod, who's a White House aide there, commenting on how to prosecute KSM. And what's part of the debate over Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is, A, was he tortured? Did that in some way imperil the case against him? And B, how to prosecute him anyway?
All very good questions, and I think it's going to be coming to a head very soon. You know, good sources tell me that they're going to be essentially pulling the trigger, for lack of a better word, on the military commissions against KSM and the others charged with him, and they're going to go forward with an arraignment hopefully within about 6 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, this is something that started in 2001, and the U.S. government painted itself into a corner, and now I think that there are some real problems with what they're going to do with KSM and the others charged with him. And one of the things that we tried to do in the book, it's not just the hunt for KSM before 9/11 or even after, but what happened after he was captured. I don't think you can say he was arrested, because I don't think he was ever Mirandized. But, you know, the FBI, the FBI agent who was chasing KSM since 1993, Frank Pellegrino, was finally brought in 2007 to have sort of a face-off against him in Guantanamo and try to essentially develop more evidence against him that could be used that wasn't the result of the CIA interrogations. So it's a very dramatic story that continued all the way up until the present.
So if, as you say, we haven't solved this, like, basic conflict between the philosophy of the CIA and the FBI, have we solved the problem of how to prosecute terror suspects?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's become even more convoluted under the Obama administration. I mean, they seem to at one day favor military commissions, and then the next day they say that they're going to try to charge them in federal court. But, you know, if you look at the legislation that's been passed in the last year or so, a lot of it still favors keeping people outside the criminal justice system.
Called The Ghost of Our Times, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The new book is called The Hunt for KSM. Josh Meyer is former chief terrorism correspondent for the LA Times. He co-authored the book with Terry McDermott. Josh, thank you so much.
My pleasure.